Friday on BBC Radio Scotland. Many of us are glued to them 24/7 these days. But what do you do if your precious phone breaks? A firm that fixes smartphones is calling for an official device repair apprenticeship to be introduced. They say there aren't enough people doing it. So if your mobile breaks, how do you go about fixing it? Can you ever do it yourself? And do mobile phone companies need to make this process easier and cheaper as well? Joining me to talk about it is Febzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Febzi, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think this apprenticeship's a good idea?
I think it is. I mean, if the company believes that it has enough business to warrant training more people, then that is a good thing. But I can't help but think these third-party repairers have had one or possibly both hands tied behind their backs by the manufacturers of these phones. Clearly, the manufacturers aren't that keen on having their phones repaired.
So Apple, I think these days, Febzi, are starting to supply details of how you can do it yourself. But that comes with a great cost, which is the warranty is voided if anything goes wrong.
Absolutely. So all manufacturers, and I won't single out Apple, are under pressure now from the right to repair movement. There are legislators in America and across European countries, including this one, who are threatening the manufacturers with legislation to force them. So some of the manufacturers have put into place schemes that, if one were to be cynical, you could describe them as designed to deflect attention rather than make a meaningful difference. Apple's scheme is not for third-party repairers, it's for individual owners, and I would no more recommend a person to try and repair their own phone as I would recommend them to repair their own car. You know, it's not for most of us. The point is not that we should have the ability to repair it ourselves. If you want to, that's fine. The point is we should be able to go to an independent repairer, know that they are competent, have that repairer have access to the schematics and the service manuals, and access to the right parts at reasonable prices. And that there's sort of failures all the way along the road from manufacturers where it makes it very hard to get your phone economically repaired.
And it's not going to get easier, is it, Febzi? Because the technology is getting more advanced all the time.
Yeah, one of the difficulties is that there's more and more integration. So you don't just have a single processor and then ancillary components. You have what's called a system on a chip, which is everything, you know, the memory, the storage, the processor, everything integrated. So, you know, that's inevitable. And there are some benefits to doing that in terms of performance. But for example, if one of the common things that goes wrong when is a charging circuit on a phone. There's a tiny little capacitor, a little component that's only worth a few pennies on a circuit board that tends to go at times. Manufacturers should supply that part to the repairer, not offer to sell them a whole new main circuit board. Because once you do that, the customer will quite rightly say, I might as well buy a new one. And you have to think that that might be the point.
Well, that's part of the pressure around this, because they so heavily market these new phones as well as being a step up from the phone that you've got. When do you decide to just repair and stay with what you've got? And when do you decide it is the right time to make the change to the next generation of phone?
I think that the improvements in each generation of smartphone now are incremental. Back in the day, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, every couple of years, there was an argument for replacing it because there'd been such advances in the camera technology and the speed, and now it could do this. Well, nowadays, they are incremental differences. So, you know, there's no strong argument to replace a phone after 2 years. I'm happily on year 6 of my smartphone, and I make a point of doing that. I buy the best phone I can at the time, and then I try and get it supported. But the problem is Apple actually are quite good at this. They've provided me with software updates for about 5 of those 6 years, whereas some other manufacturers, they provide no updates, or maybe for a year or 2 years. And the problem with that is not that one should expect new features. It is that if there are bugs in the software that render it vulnerable to cyber attack, they should fix that, and they shouldn't stop fixing it after 1, 2, or 3 years. They should fix it for 5, 6, or 7 years, because at the end of the day, no one else put the bugs in there other than them. They should be fixing it.
Well done, you, sticking with the same phone. Just don't drop it down the loo, Fevzi.
I'll try. It would be ironic after so many years if I did that. I'm just trying to make it through to the end of the year so I can buy another phone.
No one to get you for Christmas when that comes round. Fevzi Tuckup, editor of GadgetDetective.com, thank you very much indeed for joining us for that this morning.